This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Welcome to Top Stories, it's producer Chris. In October 2010, a UK spending review triggered the start of a bleak time of austerity for the nation. It was terrible, still is terrible, will be terrible. The news was broken to the nation by millionaire Chancellor George Osborne. It's Bugle issue 132, massive cuts.
Top story this week, Britain cuts back to the 19th century. Andy, the UK spending review was released this week, and the conclusion was essentially that we shouldn't do it anymore. No more spending. Absolutely no more spending. Let's just return to the grand old days of bartering with sheep that we actually had, not with derivatives of sheep that we'd purchased from a Taiwanese shepherd that we'd never met before. The review also seems to reach the conclusion that we've become addicted to spending in the UK, and we should now go into a recovery programme to kick the habit. The problem is, however, that to do that, we also need to give up things that could tempt us back to our old ways, like compassion and other gateway emotions. We need to give up our weaknesses, like compassion or community or basic human respect for one another, and do it completely cold turkey for this economic programme to work. It was up to George Osborne to break the news to the British public, and he probably should have started his speech by asking everyone to sit down first and then pushing a box of tissues towards the population, saying, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The good news is that I found half a Twix in my desk drawer this morning. Now here's the bad news. At which point he'd unfurl a comically long scroll that would roll down the centre of the Houses of Parliament and out into the street and then clear his throat and start to read.
Well, that didn't happen, of course. What did happen is that the House of Commons official announcer bawled out the words, deficit again, it'll probably be okay. Then Osborne walked into the House of Commons in a black cape with a pretend set of Dracula fangs to the backing music of a hip-hop version of Cat Stevens' First Cut Is the Deepest. Vaulted over the dispatch box, stripped down to his pinstripe boxer shorts, put on an Olivia Newton-John wig and sang, let's get fiscal, fiscal, I want to get fiscal, let's get into fiscal. And then he began his announcements. So that's what actually happened.
It's, I mean, just the highlights, or the lowlights of this absolute catastrophe is, one of the standout figures, welfare spending, is going to be cut by a further £7 billion than the last budget. 490,000 public sector jobs will be shed over the next 4 years. Government departments will have their budgets cut by 19% on average over the next 4 years. And the police budget is being reduced by 20%. Osborne started his speech saying that today's the day when Britain steps back from the brink, when we confront the bills from a decade of debt. He sure knows how to fire up a crowd, doesn't he, Andy? There's nothing people like doing more than confronting their debt. That's why people spend so long staring longingly at their unopened bank statements. To which all of this, the Shadow Secretary, Alan Johnson, replied, it is our firm belief that the rush to cut the deficit endangers the recovery and reduces the prospects for employment in the short term and for prosperity in the longer term. Before continuing, it is also our firm belief that it is f***ing great not to have to do this ourselves. We picked the perfect time to not be in office. Good luck dealing with this. Seriously, good luck with it. If you need us, we'll be relaxing over there, waiting for the public to gather outside the Houses of Parliament with pitchforks.
Yeah, the extent of the cuts was interesting. It wasn't the promised 25% or even the 40% hinted at. It was a barely noticeable 19%. And as Osborne pointed out at the end of his speech, this was actually less than the 20% that Labour had pledged during the election campaign. And making this point, he and the entire Tory front and back benches laughed uproariously at the thoughts of only a barely noticeable million people losing their jobs. Very much the reaction of a group of people who have never lost a job largely through never really having one. Never had to take a benefit, never had to worry about how to pay for food or clothing or basic survival. But still, very good political point, well scored. And let's not forget with those jobs, John, that half a million in the public sector, roughly half a million in the private sector. But the private sector is magic, John, and Muriel, the magic private sector, will spring into life at this point and give absolutely everyone a brand new job. So it's all going to be fine. I mean, I've written a book about economics, John, I know this.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. If you don't know, who does?
That's how it works.
It is very strange to be so proud of this. It's like a mugger bragging that they only broke 14 of your bones when another mugger might well have murdered you, and then asking you to thank them for that rather than being an ungrateful little shit.
But it's very hard to know exactly how this will pan out, John, because on the one hand, you've got the government and their supporters who say it's going to work, it's fair, and it will make the economy better. Mm-hmm. Yep. And on the other hand, you've got the opposition and their supporters who say it won't work, it's not fair, and it will make the economy worse.
Mm.
So one of them has to be wrong.
Yeah, it's
and,
tricky.
Maybe they're both wrong.
Very tricky.
Maybe
also, there's huge cuts in defence spending in Britain. So if you do want to invade Britain, if you're thinking about it, now really is the perfect time. The leaves are turning, the weather is mild, conkers are on the ground, and we are completely defenceless.
Well, actually, you'd probably want to wait till the conkers have gone, because I mean, that's your first line of defence as a Brit.
Well, yeah, it could cause havoc with tank tracks, couldn't it?
Well, you just hurl a conker at someone, they're going to run away.
Osborne tried to sweeten this cyanide pill by saying, the alternative to this is ruin. That's not accentuating the positive, Osborne. That's threatening people with Armageddon. That is terrible, terrible parenting. It's like saying to a child, eat your greens or I will personally kill your pet rabbit. They need to spin something positive out of this unremitting misery. Don't say, we're cutting police funding by 20%. Say, hey, late night walks through the park are going to get a lot more exciting. Don't say education budgets are going to be slashed. Say, guess what? You're cleverer than your kids again. He did try to put a silver lining on this complete pile of shit. While he did admit that half a million public sector jobs are under threat, he emphasised that headcount could be cut by natural wastage rather than openly talking about redundancies. Do bear in mind that natural wastage could be referring to the wastage of actually paying people money in return for them completing regular tasks in a professional workplace. Or in layman's terms, f***ing sacking people. Osborne even tried distraction at one point by pulling out a box full of kittens and letting people watch them adorably jump over each other while he mentioned in an extremely quiet voice that he'd be decimating the budget for legal aid. And to his credit, that did seem to work pretty well.
But it's going to be the ultimate testing ground for big society, John, because that's going to have to step into all the gaps, this big society scheme that no one understands. It's the perfect political policy, John, that the Conservatives have unveiled and shoved down this country's throat. Big society, because it's two words long, and everyone understands what each of those words means independently. But if you put them next to each other, no one has the faintest fucking idea what they're on about.
That's the skill, isn't it? Yeah. That is the genius.
I think basically, if if you're not happy with your kid's school, then all you need to do is found, build, staff, and administer a new school. I mean, it is as simple as that.
If you're free to do it,
and if you're not happy with military funding, you set up your own local militia group and find your own local wars.
Yeah,
I believe around my part of London, there seem to have been some pilot schemes running in this anyway. If people in your local area think Robert Mugabe should be deposed, or Ahmadinejad, or Sarkozy, or Sepp Blatter, then you just club together, you form your own little fighting force, you go over there and you depose them yourselves. Why, John? Why must it always be central government that is responsible for regime change?
They're empowering the British public, and is that a crime?
Osborne, he said in a recent interview that welfare cheats were like muggers who robbed taxpayers of billions of pounds a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's interesting you should say that, John, because we did a sketch in our long-forgotten radio series.
Long-forgotten.
The Department, in which we suggested that large-scale corporate tax evaders were like muggers who robbed the taxpayers. Well, I guess that's just two sides of the same coin.
Exactly.
And these billions of pounds that these welfare cheats are robbing should rightly be robbed by high-level corporate tax evasion instead. And that's what Britain was built on.
As you say, Andy, the two parties unsurprisingly disagree as to whether this is the correct approach or not. The Shadow Secretary to the Treasury said, "I don't think there's any way that a Labour government would have made choices that mean that children are actually bearing more of a burden in this deficit reduction than bankers." To which the Conservative response was, "Oh, I'm sorry, are children being sent up chimneys? Answer the question. Are children being sent up chimneys? Are they? Exactly. So they should consider themselves very lucky to have gotten off f***ing lightly."
Well, this is the argument is that you know, if you make bankers pay more, they will simply relocate overseas and taking their money and their money with them, and also their money. But it would be nice, wouldn't it, if the bottom 30% earning people in Britain just all simultaneously relocated overseas on the same principle. Yeah. If you want us to pay more, we are off.
This is also a very awkward situation for the Liberal Democrats to be in, as they're, of course, part of this coalition government, and their fingerprints are all over these vicious cuts to vital public services. Nick Clegg has defended this by apparently writing to his MPs, explaining, "Our values and priorities are written through the spending review like the message in a stick of rock. But only if that stick of rock features the message, go f*** yourself."
And bear in mind, most sticks of rock end up half-eaten under the front seat of a car after a disappointing day out at the beach.
That's what happens to your message. Either that or chipping a tooth. The retirement age will also be pushed up to 66, and people in Britain have taken this with a stoic shrug, essentially, which is impressive considering that France has basically been up in flames all week over plans to raise the age to 62 and make them work more than 3.5 hours a week or something.
Hear more of our shows, buy the Dancy Lagarde book and donate here, thebuglepodcast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.